today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum, you are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today, we have forgiving and, of course, forgetting in the view of Islam. Today, Monday, 23rd of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. From chapter Ashura, verses 42 and 43, we want to learn.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين.
And the retribution for an evil act is an evil one like it. But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. Indeed, He does not like wrongdoers.
وَلَمَنِ انتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ.
And whoever avenges himself after having been wronged, those have not upon them any cause for blame.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When believers take revenge upon wrongdoers, proportionate to the wrong done to them, they shall not be chastised by believers, since they have attained their right. Verse 43 is saying that one who is patient and forgives believers possesses determination and excellences. The blessed verse may allude to the fact that those who have been wronged by others and failed to attain to their rights have been patient. Such people possess determination, since it requires a strong and confident soul to confront hardships and persevere in making efforts to achieve one's goal.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran.
We're speaking about to forgive, to forget. There are many published articles out there discussing forgiveness in Islam. Our fellow Muslims are tangled with questions on forgiving others. What is the importance of forgiveness? As a united ummah, we are encouraged to give others who have wronged. Even when life is filled with betrayal and distrust, we can never escape from. Islam encourages forgiveness. It might seem unfair to deny our feelings, conceal and forgive them instead of seeking vengeance and holding a grudge against them. Even Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, had to face his own blood brothers who left him in a well on his own. However, there are many virtues of forgiveness in Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. So now we are going to talk about the importance and the status of this concept, that is the concept of forgiveness, to be talked about here. Forgiveness holds a special place in religious beliefs and perspectives. An examination of Imam Rida's words shed light on this truth. Imam says that, first, this is the best gratitude. The world is filled with Allah's boundless blessings. The creator of the universe has created to all human needs, physical, emotional, psychological, individual and social needs, granting them everything to guide them towards their noble goal and human perfection. So all in all, and he gave you from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, and he gave you from all you asked of him, and if you should count the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. It is fitting then to offer gratitude in the face of these manifold blessings, aligning ourselves with Allah's obedience, which brings us closer to Him and increases favor upon us. Gratitude is the least we can do in response to Allah's infinite blessings. While the children of Adam are so immersed in blessings that the veil of negligence has covered their eyes, and apart from a few, most are not grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but few of my servants are grateful. Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different levels and stages. Gratitude with the heart, which is the contemplation of the blessing and contentment with it. Gratitude with the tongue, which is praising the giver of blessings, and practical gratitude, which is gratitude with all other body parts.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Now, how to forgive someone. This is today's special. Share your unresolved issues with someone you can trust. If both parties don't decide to confront the issue, then the hole will be left deeper and more painful for one or the other person. When there is no closure, it can be really difficult to move on. If you feel like pouring your frustrations out, clarify your feelings on the situation by either communicating with them directly, or you could even reach out to someone you trust. The idea is not to re-traumatize ourselves by diving into the original pain, but rather to attend to it with the compassion that we didn't receive. Here are just some of the support system you can reach out to. Family member or family, relatives, friends, certified counselor, and helplines that offer counseling. we are speaking about forgiveness. And you know that forgiveness sets us free. Yes, it's an interesting concept. Forgiveness is something that happens within our hearts. Letting go of pain, hurt, and anger after some has hurt us is forgiveness. Over time, you will be able to do that genuinely. If you stay away from this person who still behaves badly, this person may or may not be consciously aware of his destructive and manipulative behavior. This is why we forgive him away. This is our own best interest to forgive another, because forgiveness sets us free. With that said, you are really forgiving him for your own sake and not for his. This is perfectly good. This person doesn't ask for forgiveness from you, as he is too arrogant to be able to humble himself or even acknowledge that he wronged you. You are destined to walk different path, and Allah will give you the strength that you need to do this.
When we would like to seek the forgiveness of Allah, we need to say beautiful words, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek forgiveness from Allah. Now, one thing, to earn the forgiveness of Allah, we must remember there are many different wordings. You can use any words if it's not within salah itself. You can actually use any language, to be honest with you. You just need to be genuine, sincere, and Allah will always forgive you. Remember that. Allah will always forgive you. So the Prophet was asked by his wife, if I were to witness the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. As simple as that? Yes, as simple as that. As simple as that. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. For me, what's more important than anything is to understand these qualities of Allah. Oh, Allah is afu. Allah is most forgiving. You know, He just forgives. Al-afu. It's okay, you know. That's it. It's fine. You know, you just tripped over someone. Well, that's a mistake. And they say, it's okay. It reminds me when someone does something wrong, you know, and then Allah says, it's okay. You sought forgiveness, it's done. Allahu Akbar. And then, tuhibbul afwa, you love to do that, oh Allah. Allah loves to do that. I mean, human beings will get irritated when you did something wrong once, twice, thrice. By that time, a human being would probably punish you in a tremendous way. But Allah says, no, the more you seek forgiveness, the more you have understood that your maker can either punish you or forgive you. Now that you've recognized me, I forgive you. That's Allah. عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُهُ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. Allah tells the angels at that point that, you know, my slave has recognized that he has a Lord who can, meaning whom he is answerable to, who can punish him or forgive him. So now I want you to bear witness, O my angels, that I've forgiven him. Subhanallah.
For forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami,
علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي